Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. Mm. And tonight, we're talking about stuff.
And things.
Stuff and things.
But
things and
before stuff. We get into stuff and things, we have stuff and things.
We do. We have merchandise.
If you go to www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com, you can buy, we got merch, we got shirts and stuff at our store. And we also have an Amazon wish list. Christmas is right around the corner. If you'd like to buy us some stuff, we'll give you a shout out. We got some expensive shit on there if you're hella rich, like mics and mic stands and things like that. And there's also some fun little things like Bloody Mary mixes and stuff. So
yeah,
if you're feeling generous, go ahead.
And it's Christmas. So again, check out our merch.
Yep. Merch, shirts, water bottles, hoodies, all that cool stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I have a new short film out.
You do.
Came out on Halloween. Super short. It's under 2 minutes. It's called Jack Shit. It's really fun. It's going to be doing its festival run next Halloween season, but it's already got into a couple fests. So check it out. A lot of cool, hardworking local talent helped to make it.
Yes.
Come together.
It's really fun.
Check it out. So new in the world of horror. They announced Friday the 13th is going to be a series.
Yes.
After not getting anything Friday the 13th for well over 10 years.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited. This is my favorite horror franchise. So it's coming from Brian Fuller and A24 Studios, and it's going to be a Peacock original. And from what I understand, I think it was Brian Fuller or someone who was talking about it, and you could tell that they really like the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, he was, because I think a question was asked, like, where are you going to take it? And he's like, well, we're not afraid to go to hell or space. So that's fun to hear. It's I'm glad that they're not going super serious and changing the tone completely.
Right.
Because Friday the 13th as a franchise is just fun, right?
It is
and
fun.
You can't take away that element. And I think that of like kind of the tentpole horror franchises, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw,
Halloween,
Hellraiser, Halloween, on and on and on. This franchise has the most variety inside of their films.
That's
meaning
very true.
Like the first one is a whodunit.
Right.
And then the other, you know, you have the other ones are, okay, now you know who your killer is. It's like a human kind of slasher flick.
Right.
And then he dies and becomes a zombie. And now you have these creature films. And then you get into weirdness, like he goes to hell.
Goes
and
to
he's
New
reincarnated.
York.
He goes to New York. Yes, he goes on boat rides. He goes to space.
Fucking space.
He fights Freddy. So there's a lot of variety inside of these. Like if you want to watch maybe a serious one, you can, because they have those. If you want to watch something lighter and more fun, you can. If you want to watch something silly, you can.
Right.
You can't say that with the Halloween franchise.
You're right. You
to
can.
A certain degree.
Yeah, to a certain degree. There's right? some where you're like, well, that's just silly.
Yeah.
But not intended.
But anyways, I'm a genuine fan and I'm genuinely happy to see it. I think what they're doing to start is they're doing a prequel. And I remember it was some podcast earlier that we talked about what I don't want to see. And that was one of the things I didn't want to see. I don't want to see a prequel, but if they do it well, I mean, I'll take what I can get, because we haven't had Friday the 13th
right.
since like the remake, which was really good. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. What do you think of it? What are you expecting?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see where they go with it. I do kind of want a prequel a little bit.
Yeah.
I want more Mama Voorhees love, I guess.
Yeah.
Because when they, like with the remake, they just kind of left her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fun of the first one. It wasn't Jason.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
no. Yeah.
The mom. So I'm kind of excited to see what they do with that.
Yeah, me too.
Because she was the original killer.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give her some love. And
you do, but you can't go like. Hopefully this series does well and it continues.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying you can get away with that for a season, maybe two. But if you don't give us Jason.
Oh, no, I think that.
Like, I don't want this whole, like, I don't want to be like 4 or 5 seasons in before we can get Jason killing people.
Oh, no, no. I think that the best would be, I don't even know, like, maybe a season one.
Mm-hmm.
Where you do the backstory, or at least halfway through season one,
yeah.
you get a little, and then you get some Jason, or you'll get Jason at the end because you've dealt with the beginning already, and then
mm-hmm.
kicks off season two with full-blown Jason. Yeah. I don't want it to run, you know, four seasons. I don't even want it to run two seasons with backstory. But I do want a little love for Mrs. Voorhees and that. So.
Well, I just hope they don't go, it was a fantastic series, Bates Motel. Mm-hmm. But that's what they did. It was more about, I mean, it was when he was becoming, like, leading up to being the killer in the original film Psycho. So it was a lot of build up, and it was like a lot more focused on the mother.
Right.
And that went on for, like, I think it was 3 or 4 seasons before we got to him actually being kind of who he was in the Psycho film we saw. I'm just worried that they do that, and it's not what I want to see. I don't want to see mom palling around with little, you know, deformed Jason.
Right.
We can do that in the first season, but I'm curious to, I know they'll, like, who's the dad is going to be a thing.
Right.
I imagine they'll do that. But I just really hope we just get kind of the flagships of the franchise with its kills and
I don't
boobs
think we will.
And, you know,
I mean, not, I don't think, I think we will get that. Yeah. And I don't think, I think that the people who are making it now know you want to see Jason, but you need a little backstory too.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to drag it out like Bates Motel or anything like that, because you're right. I mean, Jason is Friday the 13th. So you can't,
for better or worse, he is.
Right. So you can't not have, you can't just keep it dragging and not have a Jason for seasons.
I know. In like, it, like 11 of the 12 films, it's Jason is the killer.
Right.
Wait, well, okay.
No.
No. 10 of the 12 films. Yes.
So I think they'll do it. I think they'll do it justice. I think that they've been waiting so long to get this content out. And there's probably quite a, they've had a lot of time to maybe like flesh out some ideas and be ready to go. So I don't think they're going to disappoint.
Yeah, I hope not. I find it really interesting. I think this is true that they have complete rights to do anything Friday the 13th on a show, but they can't make a film.
That's great. That's
weird. Well, there's, I know that, I don't know if it's still going on, but there's always things, because the industry has changed so much with streaming services, and I know there's different rules and regulations and pay scales and things you can and can't do if your film or your series is on a streaming service as opposed to network cable or film. And I don't know, it should all just be umbrellaed under something so we can just get, 'cause it'd be cool to see it in the theater is like my thing. Like I would love to see Friday the 13th in the theater or something new, but I'll take this for sure. I mean, it should be like one season will be at least 8 hours of Friday the 13th, which is, I don't know, 5 films. So that's good.
Well, and maybe this opens the door to, you know,
movie,
you know, more things.
With that, what stuff you want to talk about? What do you got going
on?
Well,
really, I have that game that I want to play.
Oh, a
so
game?
We can play that at the end.
Okay. All right.
Because I thought that was fun the last time
it was.
We played that game.
Yeah. I'm excited to play the game. You know what? Scream 6 news.
Oh, yes.
So recently we've got, and maybe by the time this comes out, there'll be a trailer, but we don't have a trailer yet. We've got a couple teaser images. One was the whole gang, which looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that was kind of like, what is this? It's Ghostface in a convenience store that kind of looks like it could be from the past. It could be from now, holding like a sawed off shotgun at somebody.
Right.
So we're getting some stuff, but I love the Scream franchise. We'll start with this.
Same.
And I really love the last one we got. We saw it twice in the theater. And the stuff that I'm seeing and hearing so far has not made me excited about this as I was for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it started with Nev Campbell.
Right.
They didn't get her. She wanted money and they wouldn't give her money. And then she was like, yeah, I should be paid. I'm the face of this. And then our other legacy stars supported her. Matthew Lillard, Jamie Kennedy, you know, everyone was like, yeah, she's right, you know, pay her.
Right.
But they went ahead with production without her, unless it's some weird big publicity thing and she's in it. But I think that if they did that, it hurt them. So she's not in it. And then Jenna Ortega's just been saying weird shit, like going around and saying, like recently she said, I'm so excited, quote, I'm so excited about it because there's a lot of good chase sequences. Okay. So you're promoting this film by saying a horror film has chase sequences that are good.
Right. I mean, they're good.
That's like if you're in an action film, like, we got guns that shoot.
We got action. It's pretty good.
So it's just really dumb. Like, I don't. And even before then, she said something. So I want to read you something she said to about talk when talking about Neve Campbell not being a part of the film. She said, I feel like I can't really speak too much on that just because it's not necessarily my character. But I will say there's so much going on in this next one that it's so action heavy and so gore heavy that I think you're going to be distracted almost, which is decoded to be, it's going to be so cool. You won't even notice she's there.
Right.
That's what she said. You won't notice she's there. There's so much cool stuff going on. Right. We got kills and chases and shit.
There's
no
blood.
We're going to notice that she's not there.
Right.
It's you're it's not Sydney. Having. Right. And she's been the face of the franchise since the beginning. You're not. We're going to notice she's not there.
Right.
So just stuff like that's been odd. Like, you're promoting the movie and you're saying we got chase sequences.
And there's gore.
And you're not going to, you won't notice that she's not there. Yeah, we notice. Of course we notice.
Where do you think they're going to take it? They're in New York.
Yeah.
Scream goes to New York.
I mean, just Christmas.
Christmas.
That's what I want. I want it to be during Christmas. Honestly, I don't know. I was talking with Sean about this, who's usually here for all of our Scream stuff. And when the trailer drops, he'll come on and we'll do a reaction and a theory video. But seeing that still like the whole group together, I just don't know why everyone's in New York.
Right.
Because California is where they were, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
I think so.
It's not New York though.
It's California, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But I don't know what would bring all of them there.
College.
No. No, they're not all of those characters that survived it. Why would they come there? Why would they be across the country together? Are they field tripping? Are they going on a vacation?
So the last one we got was kind of mirroring the first one, right?
Yeah.
So if we're going with that logic in my head.
No.
Well, listen to my line of thinking, sir, before you tell me no.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. But no.
Then in the second original.
Yes.
She went off to college. So maybe the Jenna Ortega character and her sister are like, we need to get the fuck away from California. And then the distance is all the way across the country in New York.
Yeah.
Right? And then the twins that survive, they're like, shit, I'll go with you because we almost got murdered. And they leave.
They're all just over there with Gail.
And go to New York. And Gail is still there doing her daytime talk show.
I don't know.
And then there's new characters added in because they learned. They were like, oh, hey, I'm going to college with you. So you're going to be our friend now.
Isn't Sam Carpenter older? Like, she's like not beyond college, but she already like did that.
Correct. But if her sister is going to college in New York, she's either going to go visit her or go to New York with her sister because they just experienced being almost fucking murdered. And then they both killed people.
How boring is that, though? Like, we're just in New York because that's where we all went. Like, because I don't know. Like,
I don't know. That's just my theory. Yeah. How do you get them to New York? Fucking college.
She's threaten there. Them?
Threaten you could
somebody?
Threaten them. That's true.
I mean,
but I think
like,
they were trying to get as far away from this bullshit as possible. And so they're going to the other side of the country to start over and live a different life. And then it followed them there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well.
I don't think that's why they're going to be there. I think there's going to be another reason.
Okay.
I maybe one of them is there for that. And then I don't know. I'm off in college in New York. I don't know.
I really hope when we watch this movie and come back, I'll be like, can we please review the tape of when I said they were all going off to college? Thank you. Can you just rewind that tape back?
They're not all going to go off to college together at the same fucking college. If it's going to be one of them and then the rest are there visiting, if that's what it is, and then that's just so throwaway.
Sydney and Randy went to the same college.
They did, yes.
They went off by themselves together to the same college.
Yeah, and then everyone started.
People showed up to them.
But why
and
would
if
they?
They're off
no.
to college. No. Yes.
I don't want that. That's not what I want.
I don't care. That's what I think is happening.
I mean, you could go. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they would be there. No, college. It's not college. It's not college.
Okay.
But anyways, I guess I'm not as excited as for this one as the other, and that's sad.
That is sad.
But I really hope that the trailer looks cool, and I hope it's really good. Because it can be a good film if, you know, everything else about the film is really good, aside from Neve Campbell being there, then it'll be good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, it could be... Kevin Williamson had that idea that he turned into that Kevin Bacon series to where there were multiple, like across the country in sex, like Ghostface Killers,
because
it's so popular now. And that's the thing too, in this world, it's hugely popular because of all the stab films. Right. So maybe they're there working on a stab movie like in Scream 3. I don't know why they're there. I think maybe they find a portal. A portal.
They portal through. Yeah.
Like in the board game Clue, how you can like jump from like one side of the board to the other.
So there's a secret passage from California to New York.
That's a space portal.
That's a space portal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What I do hope, I hope they lean more into the, because Billy Loomis and Skeet Ulrich was in it. And she would see her dad.
Right.
I hope they lean more into that. It'd be cool if they just went somewhere else with it and like he almost possesses or inhabits his daughter and is kind of reborn in her or something. It would be kind of fun. It'd be fun if she leaned more into his psychoticness, because now she's killed someone.
Yeah. She didn't just stab him once. Like she went to fucking town on him.
Yeah.
I
wonder if we're going to see more of that stuff with other characters. Like, is this going to be Star Wars where we're seeing dead people all the time? Like, are we going to see dead Dewey?
Right.
Are we gonna see Matthew Lillard? I don't know. It's just, I guess, the stuff that I've seen in the news doesn't. It's just weird. We have chase sequences.
Oh, really? Blood and gore.
Yeah, that's so weird. Another movie we saw recently. We watched My Best Friend's Exorcism.
Yes.
Because we've been watching a lot of horror films lately. What do you think about that one?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was not bad. It wasn't like.
Yeah, it was okay.
I think it was okay.
It could have been amazing. I think so. I think we both did. We both read like half the book. We're so bad at reading books now. But like in the first chapter, like the first five pages of that book, they did a way better job at evoking the feeling of the 80s.
Right.
And
the world.
Yeah. And the world building and the people. And this one didn't really, it didn't feel like the person who made it had a love for the 80s.
Yes.
That's kind of what it felt like. And I think that hurt it. I could be wrong. I don't know. But it didn't feel, it felt like you were shooting the film and you didn't have that kind of love that the author did.
Right. And I also, the main character girl, she wasn't my favorite.
Elsie Fisher?
Yeah. I like her in other things.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't like her for that role. And then also because the chemistry between her and her best friend.
It's supposed to be solid.
It's supposed to be super solid. And
yeah.
I didn't feel that with the two girls. No. I enjoyed the best friend. I can't remember her name. The one that was possessed. I think she did a great job. I think she was fun at being possessed. And
I believe, I don't know how you pronounce her first name, but I think it's Amia Miller. She played Gretchen.
Yeah. So I liked her. I think she did a great job.
She was really good.
But I didn't like the chemistry between the two of them. Wasn't what you get in the book.
No, not at all. They did not have good chemistry. I think that was the main thing. I think this film is horribly miscast. I don't think there was a lot of chemistry between a lot of the actors. And I think that Amia Miller, she was fine as Gretchen. I think if there were she would have maybe played another one of the characters if I was casting this. Christopher Lowell, I think that's how you say his last name, but he's really good.
Oh, he's so fun.
He was the kid, the guy in, what's the wrestling movie? The wrestling series on Netflix. Glow.
Glow, yes.
He was great in that.
He has an 80s face.
He was 80s in that. He was on point. And I think his character was good in this. I just don't think he had good direction. And his scene partner was Elsie Fisher. And I don't know what it was, but their interactions like felt like he was trying to like bounce stuff off of her and wasn't getting a lot back.
Agreed. I think they could have, if they would have cast better, that dynamic could have been so fun.
Yeah.
And it was like, he was like, give me something back.
He, like, let's... he was, he was really good. Yeah, and there was no bounce back. He didn't have a good scene partner mm-hmm. for their stuff. And then he like left. I don't know if that was in the book or not, but
yeah, but we didn't make it that far. So
I wanted more of him. The digital demon at the end. Oh, spoilers! looked like a house elf from Harry Potter, but with a cleft lip.
Yeah,
it just wasn't good, terrifying at all or anything. And it wasn't 80s. It wasn't 80s like. I just think, yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, there's some entertaining parts, but I think it was miscast completely. Because mm-hmm. in the book too, like, say what you will, like, they're written and felt as rich, hot 80s babes. And when you think of that image in your head, at least me, that's not what I saw on the screen.
No.
And I get the casting choices they made because of today.
Well, yeah, and we need to be more inclusive.
Yes.
I get I think they could have cast just better regardless.
For sure.
Yeah.
But also, you can be inclusive and also be a hot 80s babe. You can.
Yes.
You can be inclusive as all hell as long as you look like a hot 80s babe. I don't know.
Well, the original, I mean, the main character, part of her thing was she was not as pretty as her friends, and she had acne on her face, and she had to cover it up with her makeup.
Yeah.
And like.
That's true.
So she wasn't the hot 80s babe, but she was still. Yeah.
She was still miscast.
It was still miscast. The whole friend group was miscast. And definitely the chemistry between the two best friends, which is that's the whole thing of them. Like she defeats the demon because the love of her friend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they definitely were missing that, you know. Sure.
You definitely miss that chemistry that because if you do it right and you have good chemistry, you don't need a lot of time to build that relationship for the audience if you have good chemistry and it just
I feel like this movie is like, oh, it could have been really good, and it was all right.
So
you have a fun game sitting
here.
We played it before. All right,
where we pick a villain.
Okay,
we pick a final girl, gal, person,
and a weapon.
We added the weapon this time because the last time we played we're like, oh, we should add weapons to this. And then we have a setting.
Okay. And so we should do, we'll do two of these.
All right.
Right? So am I picking?
You're picking the first one.
All right. I'll pick the first one.
Pick your villain.
Pick the villain. This is like, okay. This is like you're solving Clue.
Yeah.
Right?
Final girl.
Okay.
Weapon. Oh, excuse me. Setting and weapon.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes. And so what we're doing is we get the villain. The final person, the setting, and the weapon. Will they win? Will they lose? Will they die?
And we will just talk about that world.
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever we're doing, we're in a car. The setting is just a car. All right. We have a hunting knife.
All right.
Our final man is Tommy Jarvis from Friday the 13th Part 6. Okay. And he is fighting Chucky. Okay. So this is, I don't know. So Tommy Jarvis is driving around in a car with his hunting knife. That's his character anyways.
Right.
He's going off to fight Jason in part 6. And in a parallel universe, Chucky pops up from the back.
He's been hiding in the backseat the whole time.
Well, okay. So,
under a blanket.
Here we go. Okay. So in Friday the 13th part 6, Tommy Jarvis got a book about the dead necromancy from a side,
like, the roadside occult shop.
Which could be where Chucky was.
Oh, yes.
He could have been in there and he just hopped in the car, or Tommy grabbed him. Maybe he's going to use Chucky to defeat Jason. I don't know. So, but that's where he came from.
I think with Chucky, he was in the occult shop and then he was like, ooh, I'm gonna kill him. And then he hid in the back seat under a blanket.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's like driving down the road like, oh, I got my book. I'm gonna feed him. I know what to do. And then out pops Chucky underneath the blanket from the back seat.
And like puts the seatbelt around his throat and is like,
and his little legs are flapping around.
His
little feet are just, whoever's driving behind Tommy Jarvis just sees his doll feet like flapping. And then they're trying to struggle for the weapon.
Yeah.
Do you think Tommy Jarvis will win this?
Yeah,
do you
he think, does. Yeah, do you Tommy think Jarvis Chuck- grabs his knife and he just like gets Chucky a few times and throws him out the window.
Rolls down the window.
Yeah, and then Chucky rolls on the in the road. Then he gets up and dusts himself off and throws out a one-liner and goes about his movie.
Right, and he's like...
And then Tommy Jarvis goes about his film. This is a cut scene from Friday the 13th, part 6. They shot this. This is on the cutting room floor. We have this. They since they connected Jason and Freddy eventually,
right.
They were going to connect Jason and Chucky.
Right.
Yep. So, and there's an also a scene where he bought that book at that store. Ash Williams from Evil Dead runs that store.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
and
it.
And so he probably had Chucky in one of those Conjuring like boxes like Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then and he's like, let me out, you motherfucking cocksucker. I'm hungry.
And then like, yeah. Tommy Jarvis is like, oh, that's a cute little doll. Maybe I'll just flick the switch. Or some little kid was like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. I think
opens it up.
Yeah. I think he got out and he just like hopped in his car. So that is a cutting room floor scene that they shot for Friday 13th, part yeah. 6. Definitely.
I love the roadside occult shop.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I think we made that up in our head.
I think we did too, but...
But that's where he got the book. He said he stopped somewhere and he got those books.
Right.
And like, where do you stop?
In the roadside.
Because he was just driving around. Yeah, right. That's where he got it.
All right.
So your turn. That was fun.
That was fun. It's a fun game. All right.
Ooh, oh, she's picking from the containers right now.
All right.
Third one and the fourth one. All right.
Okay.
What do you got?
We have the Creeper.
The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. Okay.
Sally.
Sally.
From Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, this already is not looking good for Sally. This is not.
A baseball bat.
A baseball bat. Oh God, where are we at?
Stu's house from Scream.
Stu's house. Okay, so Sally's dead. I think the Creeper he's one of the strongest villains that we've seen. The only way that we've seen him defeated was in two. I can't remember three. We'll talk about the other one, but in two they defeated him. He just went into hibernation because his time was up, because
mm-hmm.
I forget how long he has, if it's a week,
23 years,
no, to days. Feed.
Oh,
23 days,
I think it's,
yeah, something like that. He has a finite amount of time to feed, and then he against his will or not goes into hibernation,
right?
So and they try, there's no way Sally lives that. She's dead right away.
She's dead right away.
I think. I don't know why she's at Stu's house, but she's got a baseball bat against the Creeper. She's fucked. What's she going to do?
Can she hold out until he has to go into hibernation and she just he's flying around and she's just whacking at him like a bat or something?
I think no.
And then jumps out a window?
I don't think so.
I mean, there's some cool windows in his house to.
Yeah, she could jump out and maybe she like gives a good chase for a minute, but he's got wings and
that's
I
true.
Don't know. I don't know. I think
what part of her would he eat though?
She's
because he only goes after people that he wants to eat parts of to regenerate himself.
I think
so. What part is he taking from her to eat so he can absorb
her vocal cords?
Oh yeah, she's a great screamer.
To let out like a crazy scream when he's like has killed someone or he's on the hunt, he lets out her scream.
He lets out Kiss Sally's scream.
Yeah. I don't know. What part do you think he'd take?
Oh, I think he really wants some long blonde hair.
Some long blonde hair?
So he's going to scalp her, eat it.
Yeah.
Come out with a beautiful, luscious mane of blonde hair.
I like it. So can the Creeper eat multiple parts from the same person? I assume he can, right?
I assume he can.
Yeah.
But I feel like he likes variety.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
That's the fun part of him. So,
I think he wants a luscious mane like
Fabio.
So if he's at Stu's house, so we're in like Woodsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And like what has like is this pre-Scream or after Scream or what's happening?
Oh, this is after.
This is after.
Like they've sold the house, maybe it's vacant and she has gone crazy. She broke out of the mental asylum. She's like, I got to get away from here. Texas Chainsaw Guy. So then she goes from Texas to California.
Yeah.
And then she like, oh, this house is for rent. That looks cute. I like the stained glass windows. And then she goes in, hangs out there for a little while. And then the Creeper was like, I really like your hair.
Yeah. Yeah. with a bat. I mean, you could put like the strongest person against him with a bat and they would still lose.
A metal bat, because then, then it less likely to break.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you want to do it again?
Okay, one more, and then we'll wrap her
one
up.
One more time.
Then we'll wrap this deal up here. 1, 2, 3, and we'll just do this one. 4. All right, what we got? The fisherman from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay, one of the least scary villains in all
horror
movies, but that's fine.
Against Gale Weathers. All right. On the fishing boat from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay, he's got advantage. He's got home field advantage.
And the weapon is a ninja sword. Okay, Gale is on the boat with a ninja sword against him. She wins.
Gale wins hands down.
I mean, so I Know What You Did Last Summer and Scream just say they exist in the same world, right? So I don't know the locations, but maybe she's just doing another story.
Yeah, she's an investigative reporter.
Yeah, she's doing another story. She's covered Scream stuff, and now she's covering these. I don't know what the time frame is or when she hops in.
I don't know. She hears about a girl that likes to twirl around like Julie Andrews and the Sound of Fucking Music that is the worst final girl. And she's like, oh, I should write about this. And then she goes and checks out this fisherman killer in the boat. And then she was like, oh, you're not scary. And then she has her ninja sword with her because she's like, I can't bring a gun here because I'm traveling, but I can bring a ninja sword.
I know, she has it on her back. I feel
she stops by in a roadside occult shop and finds herself a ninja sword.
Well, I feel like after Scream, maybe Scream 2, the character Gale Weathers has taken some karate, some self-defense moves, some jiu-jitsu, and she's trained in the sword because she's had to fight this guy a few times. So maybe it's like after Scream 3 and she's like, you know what, I'm fucking training.
Right before she marries Dewey, she's like, look, before we can get married, I have to go off to ninja training.
Yeah,
just in case.
Yes,
because I love you, but you no ninja skills whatsoever.
Yeah, no ninja skills.
Your roundhouse kicks are lacking heavily.
You're
never gonna be able to do this, so I need to go to ninja school.
Yeah,
and then they gift her a sword.
Yes, because she's
so awesome.
Yeah,
and then she carries it around with her all the time. Maybe it's a retractable ninja sword. It like folds up and then she like whips it out, and then it'd be like,
sure.
Then she can keep it in her pocket.
Yeah,
bust it out. Yeah,
yeah.
The fisherman would be dead.
Yeah, for sure,
because he's a horrible villain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, he's after teens in the boat, and then she's there, and she
and then she's like, looks like you got hooked, and then she slices him in half with her ninja sword.
Yeah, she just like Kill Bills the shit out of him, like,
and she's like, Gale Weathers out.
Yeah, she's like, like she just slides in like a spider monkey, like it lops her head off, and they're like, thanks.
Yeah,
Gale Weathers
saves the day. Gale Weathers out.
And then she goes, pew, and beams away.
And then she goes to the secret passage from New York to California and back again.
Exactly. Yes, that secret passage. It's going to be there. Yeah.
This is a fun game. I love this game.
I'm glad you do. It's fun. Cool. Well, yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? Stuff and things? Things and stuff?
I mean, I can't really think of anything. I hear The Walking Dead finally ended. You know, I watch it in the beginning, and then I go back and I'll catch seasons when I want to on Netflix so I can fast forward through, like, most of it and get to, like, the good stuff. It's just, but there's... Our dog just farted over there.
Excuse you, Cash.
That world has gotten so crazy. I think there's a Negan and a Maggie spinoff, and there's a Michonne and a Rick spinoff, and then there's Fear the Walking Dead, and then there's another one out there too. I just have no interest in this at all anymore.
I tried, and then
You
would come over when we first started dating.
Yeah.
Right? And we would watch it.
Yeah.
And when I think of The Walking Dead, I think of, I waited for you to watch your episode, so then I could tell you that I loved you for the first time.
Isn't that cute? That's adorable.
That's what I think about when I think about The Walking Dead. And the fact that I was like, why are we listening to him go, Carl? Yeah. And then Carl being the dumbest, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's one of those that should have ended like at season 5, but it went to, I don't know, 13, 14. I don't even know what it's at.
Sometimes you just got to cut it off when you're at the top.
It's too popular. People kept watching it.
I know. Yeah. But then you ruin it.
Yeah.
Going 5 more seasons.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, we're going to be doing our wrap-up of 2022 and our best and worst horror movies. So that's coming down the pike.
Yeah. The pike?
The pipe, the pike. I don't know. Whatever.
Coming down the pike.
It's coming down
we
the
just
pike.
Saw Thanksgiving 3, and one of the characters, he really wanted a pike. Yeah. No, we're kind of in the, we have like a month or so to go before the end of the year. So this is kind of the time where we're really watching all the stuff that we missed. We try to, you know, catch them in the theater and see them throughout the year. We do a really good job, but there's always at least, you know, November comes around and we got a good list of 10 that we got to watch.
Right.
And so we're kind of doing that, trying to watch a couple a week is kind of what we're
doing. I think we found our worst though.
And I think, maybe. Yeah, we haven't seen. Don't spoil anything, but
I'm just saying.
I think we did. I really think we did.
I think we really did. I really, really think we did.
If something tops that, well then holy shit. So we're in the middle of that. And on that note, we should probably get going and watch some horror movies.
All right. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we.
Yeah.
Drink in moderation, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. The Bloody Marys.